Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
For those of you that haven't heard, as you were living your day today and going out and doing your daily task in Texas, there was a school shooting with 18 children and 3 adults being killed, or at least 2 adults, and one of them was the suspected shooter, so I guess 3. You know, and many people all around the world are being killed because there's a war going on, but this is getting close to home, and if it wasn't our state, if it wasn't our neighborhood, if it wasn't our block, we seem so distanced from these things, but at any moment something like this can happen. And there's several things I want to remind people. The first thing is, and the most important, my heart goes out to those family, to those parents, to the adults, that the family of the adults, my heart goes out to them and my prayers go up to them, and I only hope and pray that those adults made the right decision in accepting Yeshua before their time here today. And as for those children, those innocent children, those young children, my heart goes out to their parents. It's absolutely so sad. Now, here's the thing. The person that shot those kids was 18 years old. And guns are not the issue. Guns are not the problem. The problem is, there's two issues here. The first one is, we're not to live in fear, but homeschool's the way to go. It's just, the public school system today is just not safe. It's just not. But the major thing here is, and more worse than people that want to try to attack the guns and get the guns off the street and all this stuff, is these violent video games and the violence on TV and the violence that children are being watching as entertainment today. That right there, without a doubt, is the enemy training children to do things like this. That is just a wicked, wicked society that would allow a kid, a child, even an adult, anyone to just condone this violence. Our Creator says in His holy word, He hates violence. He hates people that love violence. He hates people that love violence. And it's just a wicked thing. A wicked thing. And these video games need to stop. They need to stop. There's nothing good that can come out of these games at all. At all. And it's amazing that you could have, you know, a man can't look at a woman today without being accused of sexual harassment. A person of one color can't say something to another person of another color without being called a racist. And, you know, and you got all these crazy things going on today. But at the same time, there's no laws or nobody up against and all this stuff that some kid can just put on a video game and start shooting up people. And nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's nobody coming against that. Absolutely crazy, backward society we live in today. You know, and of course I'm not saying every situation, you know, this can't be this way, a man can't look at a woman, or there's every situation is racism, but it's such a high, loud call to put an end to certain things. But when it comes to these violent video games, it's not like that. It's not like that. And it's wrong, and it's bad, and it's training kids to do things like this. That's what it's training kids to do. To do things exactly what's happening more and more. And these violent video games have to stop. And The facts are the facts. It's not safe to send your children to public school. You know, so somehow, some way, figure out a way to homeschool your children. That doesn't completely stop the problem, because the real issue is not guns. It's not homeschool. It's not violent video games. The real issue is it's a spiritual battle going on. It's a war going on. And the enemy is going to try to get to the children. The enemy is going to try to get to people one way or another. And this is what's going on here today. But on a surface level, how he's doing it or allowing it to be done is these violent video games, the public school system, and these things. And this is a reminder for every single one of you. And this is the real reason why I wanted to get on here. And everyone, please pray for everyone that's affected by this directly. The parents, the children, the whole situation, the community. But the most important thing I want people to know is we don't know. We don't know when we're sending our children to school, when we're going to the park with our children, when we're just going down to the local store. We don't know when our last breath will be. There's no amount of money. There's no amount of protection, guns, and there's no amount of popularity that can stop us from something. We don't know when that end time is going to come. And people always talk about we're in the end times now. This is the end times. That is not what we need to be focused on. We need to be not looking at the end times. We need to be looking at our end times. And your end time could end within the next 10 minutes, within the next 5 minutes. So instead of going so hard to prepare for the end times of the world, the end times of everything that's happening, you need to think about your end time. And the end time of your children and the end of every human being can be right now on a single personal level. And that's what we need to prepare ourselves for. And the way to do that is to understand we must accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, as the Messiah. You must do that. You must do that. And not delay. Not delay, because you don't know when that is going to happen. And you must speak to your children about this. You must remind each other about this every moment, because you don't know when you're going to turn the corner and it's going to be your last breath. But we aren't to live in fear, folks. We're not to live in fear, because if we've made that declaration that Yeshua is the Messiah, Yeshua is my Messiah, and he died for us, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. So, please, 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 parents, stop and don't let your children play these violent video games. Please don't. It definitely does have a direct effect on their mental state and what they do. Getting access to guns and doing all these things is always going to be there. You know, the issue is the mind and the mental state and how these children are trained and taught. And when you're letting them play these video games, you're not training them for something good. So, you know, and find a way to homeschool your kids if you can. Find a way. Find a way. And just, we can't keep them and lock them up and not let them go out of the house and not go in public places and spaces. But we really need to be diligent in teaching them. And just praying for them.
Hello, everybody. As you all know by now, yesterday there was a mass shooting at a school in Texas, and 18 children had died. And this day, when I woke up today, I saw Stephen Kerr, the coach of the Warriors, of the basketball team, pleading with politicians and lawmakers to do something, and he was so upset that 18 children lost their lives, and my family goes out to those of that lost their lives and have been affected by this directly. But I want to talk today a little about the double standard, the absolutely crazy double standard. 3,000 children a day are murdered every single day in this country. 3,000 children a day murdered. Where is the double standard through abortion? Where is the the sports figures and the politicians and people saying something about that. Where is that? And that's the hypocrisy that we live in today. Yes, it's a tragedy that there's a massive gun shooting, but murder, 3,000 a day. You know, I remember after 9/11, they said the greatest tragedy on American soil was all the people that lost their lives in the Twin Towers. No, the greatest tragedy we have today in our country, in our world, is the innocent babies that are murdered every single day through abortion. And it's so sad that people don't even realize or understand the process of life. And they just will have such a double standard to care so much about life on one level, but not care about life at all on another level. So I really pray that people's eyes are open. And yes, I do pray the politicians wake up. And I pray that people wake up. I see all these social media posts of I survived this and I survived this terror attack and I survived that terror attack. Or who's speaking up for the innocent babies that are being murdered every single day through the abortion? And I don't care what anyone tells me. It is a clear, straight up murder. Murder. Just people are naive. People don't want to think. People don't want to say anything about it. You know, and the goal that somebody would have and say, well, it's a woman's choice because the baby was inconvenient for their life. Let me hear somebody say that it's a good thing that these children were shot up and are dead now because it was inconvenient for the parents. They were too much money for the parents, so it's their choice to take their kids out. It's their choice or something like this that their kids are going. Let me hear somebody say like that and see somebody not get upset or go crazy about that. That's the double standard, because people get upset and go crazy when you suggest that it is crazy that somebody would say, well, it's my choice, and if my baby is inconvenient for me, I can kill and murder my baby and not have any repercussions for it from the political system. So where are the Steve Kerrs and LeBron James and all these other sports figures sending that out and saying, listen to this, and this is right, and all this other stuff? Because people are so uneducated in today's world, and they don't understand that, you know, the real guilty party of all these places, and Planned Parenthood is more murdered than anyone else around, and still do on a regular basis. You know, and it's just such a double standard we have in today's world, and people are so naive to know the truth or to open up their eyes to the reality. 18 children versus 3,000 children on a daily basis. No remorse by the media, by social media, no remorse by any of them for killing these innocent babies and the affected parents from it. And we haven't even spoken about the all this garbage about it's a woman's choice, it's a woman's choice to murder a baby, and they don't even ask the father of the baby. What about his choice? We didn't even touch that. That a woman could murder a man's baby without his permission. Absolutely crazy. You can get arrested in this country for treating a dog bad or killing a dog, but a doctor can murder a baby and nothing will happen. They'll get grants from the government through this Unplanned Parenthood and all this other garbage out there. So I hope and pray that the world wakes up. The world wakes up and don't tell me anyone how much you love children and you're so sad about these children that got shot up and die and all this other stuff, but then you condone women to murder their babies because it's too inconvenient for them and for their lives. You know, I didn't hear anyone on the media say, well, that baby was brought into this world under bad circumstances, so it's good that they got shot up and died. I don't hear anyone saying that. these ludicrous statements that they say that, well, it's a bad, this baby was conceived under bad circumstances, so it's okay that they're murdered. No, it's never okay for anyone, especially innocent children, to lose their lives through murder and violence. And violence, there's more violence through in the hospitals with abortion than anything else. So for those of you that truly care about children's lives, this is a day of sorrow that more children lost their lives. Even one is too much. And yes, 14 is, or 18, or whatever the numbers keep going up. It's never a good thing. It's not a good thing. But let's not forget, you know, it's not guns that are the issue. More children are dying from the doctor's garbage and all the stuff the doctors are doing. And I had to get on here and say this. And, you know, the sadness is a video like this might even not even be allowed on social media, because I'm talking about the truth of this. And even if it is allowed, I might get only a few views. But you got all these other people making all this about 18 children while you're ignoring the 3,000 children. Get with it, folks, and start to understand and learn the truth. Murder is murder, and abortion is murder. And under no circumstances is it right for anyone to take a life through abortion or through violence and these things. So I pray that people get it and they wake up and they repent and they come to know the truth. Again, I pray for the family, the women, the mothers and the fathers of everyone, of children that are, even if they're not even murdered, even children that die under natural causes or any causes. I just lift everyone up in prayer, and I pray we come to know our Creator. All right, everybody, stay strong and share the message.
Ultimately, we can't get our own land and get our own homestead and grow our own food and do all this to save us. Yahweh saves us, not food, not our land, not our guns and all this other stuff. Yahweh saves us. So we need to understand this. You know, Yahweh is the author of everything, and he's the director of this, and he's in control of everything. It's Yahweh that saves us. Somebody can get all the land they want, and they can store up all the food they want. Now, we need to be wise in the way we live our lives. That's not an excuse to live in sin or an excuse to not be, you know, a go-getter and make sure we're prepared. Absolutely, we should be prepared to the best of our capability. But our faith in Yahweh and understanding of him should overrule our time that we spend stocking up food and doing all this stuff. Now, if Yahweh gave you a dream and told you to do that, if you woke up and he told you get a bunker in Alaska and save up food, that's not for me to tell you. Don't listen to him. But if you're doing that on your own, you know, your own knowledge and your own wisdom, and you've done the research and you found out this is the least place that will get attacked, and nobody's coming up to Alaska or going to the Midwest or somewhere, you know, and if you're doing something like that in your own wisdom, you know, you need to seek Yah and pray to him for confirmation before you start doing stuff like this, or at least preaching stuff that everyone else needs to do stuff like this. You know, so I don't know what's going to happen at the end times in terms of, if I don't have food saved up, where will I eat and all this stuff? I know that, you know, I got a garden full of food right now. And if the end times are coming, I don't care how many guns I have. People are going to get some way to get that food and take it from me. You know, whether it's the government or people or something else, we can never have so much land where, you know, where it's all ours. And it's not supposed to be like that. It's all ours. We're supposed to be sharing it with people anyway. You're not supposed to be storing it up and stocking it up for our own and stuff. But then we look at the example of Joseph. He did save the food for the people, and he did handle it in a certain way. So there's a lot, you know, people say, oh, you live in Florida. Florida's going underwater. They told me that 10 years ago we'd be underwater by now. So am I supposed to be like Noah and preparing a boat in my backyard so when that happens, I'm ready and prepared? You know, or, you know, my neighbor actually has a boat in his backyard. Not for that reason. He's not even a believer, but he's a captain of ships and he's preparing boats in his yard. But, you know, point being is Yahweh will figure out a way and provide for you. If we're listening to him, we'll know when to go. We'll know when to stay. We'll know when to grow or what not to grow. And hopefully, if we're listening, we'll know what to eat, not to eat. Because we should be praying every time we go to eat something, we should be praying about it. Where did this come from? And this is this safe for me? You know, and the kings of Babylon and all these other parts of the world had tasters, people that would taste the food before they ate it to make sure it wasn't poison. You know, and we don't have tasters, but we have Yah, and we should have prayer to tell us, don't eat that food. You know, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know, but I'm not eating this. Yahweh told me not to eat this. That's what Daniel did. I mean, Daniel and his three friends. Look, I don't know. All I know is Yah told me not to eat this food. Just give me these vegetables. That's what Yahweh told me. Well, we're going to kill you if you don't eat that food. I'm just saying what Yah told me. Yah told me don't eat that food. So if you're going to kill me, whatever you want to do, you got to do, but I'm listening to Yahweh. So we need to learn. We need to learn to hear from Yahweh. That's what we need to do. That's what our life is, to learn to hear from Yahweh. And sometimes it takes the bottom of the pit for us to hear from him. Sometimes people got to be sitting in solitary confinement in jail. Some people got to be in the depths of a war, in right in the middle of their little traps where they're about to, you know, they're getting surrounded. Some people, they just got to be on their internet in their house, whatever it is, wherever it is. We need to develop the skill of listening to Yahweh, and it is a skill. It's a skill of not being distracted by the distractions of the enemy around us and by just slowing down and finding time to listen to him. And you know what? I'm going to say something that might sound funny to some of you, but I'm serious. I'm very serious. So, you know, this thing is a weapon, the phone. It is a weapon, and it is a weapon of the enemy. It is a wicked thing because it distracts us from Yahweh. And am I trying to just get away from not using it as much? I found out, and don't laugh. This, I'm dead serious right now. This is, you know, one of the things that every person does is when they go to the bathroom, they take their phone and they start looking through their stuff and everything else. And the number one thing, the first thing I did to start and disconnecting and getting away from the addiction to the phone is this phone doesn't go in my bathroom at all. Now, when I'm in the bathroom, whether I'm reading scripture or a book or a good book or just nothing and just there. And that's what Yahweh wants us, to a place where nothing. And then he could find a way to reach us. And that's going to train me not to take this right before I go to sleep. I don't have this in my, this doesn't go in my bed and it doesn't go in my bathroom. Those are the first two steps I'm making to disconnecting. You know, and next is going to be my car, because now it's like maybe 50% of the time in my car, I'm using this 50% less in my car, and I want to get to 100% where this phone's not going on in my car unless it's an emergency or something else. So I can start focusing on just when I'm driving. That's when Yah speaks to so many people. Before we had phones, Yahweh spoke to people when they were driving. Even if they were listening to their radio, that's when he spoke to people. For myself, that's when I got that message from Yahweh, when I was driving one place on a dark road and the only radio station that came in was a Christian radio station. And I was like, well, this is crazy. And I listened to the message, you know, but the phone is distracting, whether it's the bathroom, the bed, or the car. You know, we need to try to disconnect, you know, and here I am at my desk. I got my phone, I got my computers and everything else. But even before then, I used to be the type of person when I was out and about, I didn't want to do my business on the road. I wanted to do it when I was sitting down in front of my computer. So I tried not to do too much business as I was out there on the road, even before the intermediate, the media and the texting and all this stuff. But now we think, well, if we can get it done on the road, we have less to do when we're home. But we need to make that time for Yahweh. We really need to make that time for you. Now, you know what? Another thing I do, I'll tell you this. This doesn't go in the gym with me. I go to the gym every morning. I love the gym. I go to the gym every morning. This does not go in the gym with me. I used to, between exercise and between sets, I used to catch up on last night's stuff or see something. Now this stays in the car. And I'm telling you,
Yahweh speaks to me when I'm praying in the morning. Yahweh speaks to me when I'm at the gym. I have time to focus on what he's telling me to do and what he's not telling me to do. And I don't want these distractions of the things around me. And I'm just listening to that when I'm driving home from the gym. You know, I can't wait to get home and just either research or confirm or make a video, because Yahweh spoke to me when I was out. And the more time we train ourselves for ourselves, the less time we're and focusing on and just not distractions of the world. And yeah, and the same thing people do with food. You know, all I used to think about was food. What am I going to eat my next meal? When's my next meal? All this. No. You know, when I fasted, I had so much free time on my hands because I wasn't going to the bathroom and I wasn't eating. And I was like, wow, I got so much extra time on my hands now, because that's what most people do with their whole life. They just go to the bathroom and eat, and one leads to the other. So when you're fasting, You're not going to the bathroom and you're not eating and you're not thinking about food and all this other stuff. It gives you extra time to think about stuff. So now I try to eat, you know, spend as little time as focusing on food and what I'm eating and everything else. Now I have an amazing wife that makes my food, so I don't have to think about all that stuff, you know, but it's a big thing. And now I do garden. I take a lot of time in my garden. But what I told you before, and I'm telling you again, when I'm out there in the garden, I'm thinking of Yahweh. I'm looking at the vines growing, the leaves on the trees and withering trees, and what's dying and what's not, what's getting the water and what's not, and the sunshine and the time of day and all this. And it all relates back to me to scripture, Yahweh, and creation. When I see birds, flowers, and fruit, I think Yahweh is so amazing. What a creation. What a creator. It's beautiful. You know, and it's a great thing. So we need to really, you know, focus on, you know, on him and not letting the distractions of this world get to us. Can these things use for blessings? Yeah, you know, some people, there are times where I love my phone because I could, if I'm in the house and somebody tells me, oh, look at this video. There was a video last night somebody sent me by Paul Washer. You know, it was wonderful. So I was watching it, but then, you know, my computer wasn't working. I wanted to keep watching. I just flicked that on my phone. I got to finish watching the video. So praise Yah. You know, but those videos will distract you. And next thing you know, you're watching a video about scripture. The next thing you're spending an hour watching a video of how they make ink for pens or something. And you're like, how do I get on this rabbit hole or something? You know, so we need to be careful about these things. But, you know, find the time for scripture, you know, and however it is, that anchor, you know, that anchor, you know, something, you know, I try to do with my girls is read the scriptures with them every day. We're doing the read your Bible every day in a whole year and everything else. And my girls, sometimes they're not into it at all. But I want the words to come out of their mouth. But it's not just for them. It's also for me. I mean, when I'm hearing them read slower than I do, I'm thinking about these things. And I'm like, wow, right now we're reading about in 1 Samuel about David and Saul. And I'm like, wow, you know, it's so great to hear it from my children reading and me getting to focus on it. It's a beautiful thing. So it's not just for them. It's for me also. So praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled The Blessed Life. Join us for worship Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
I've seen darkness shattered by light. I've seen joy break after the night. I wanna see it again. I've seen tragic and hopeless days.
turn to stories of amazing grace.